Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for the Shir Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Trumos and Maaseiros. We're up to the sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'lechoira Kosher. We dedicate the learning today Le'ilu Nishmas, Moras Dvoira Chana Bas Reb Nachum Mendel, the Esther Ritschel, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow on Shabbos, on the 20th of Adar. And Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nosson Yaakov, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'lechoyre koshek tzas bedvorov. There seems to be something difficult to understand in the words of Rabbeinu Zal. Ma teretz ala kushe sheik shebi atzmal dvorov. What answer is he giving to the question that he himself asked? That afal pi shehem gam ken avoides haboirei, speaking about people who go to work. And Rabbeinu Zal said that the 39 acts of work that people do are related to the 39 acts of work in the Mishkan, so that's also Avodas Hashem. Vimkein, ma ichbaslon shavas rikhan. So then what's wrong? What's wrong with people going to work? Why is he saying that we're going to be so lucky in the future when Mashiach comes, people won't have to go to work, others will do the work for us. Va'atem koyhani Hashem tikro, if you're telling me that going to work is also avodas Hashem. Umas im hoyoshefeya chazdoi loy hoyinu tzrichen elchol zeh. That afal pikein, despite all of this, if Hashem's chesed were really flowing properly, there wouldn't be any need to go to work. Ayin Shon, take a look over there in Torah Zion in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki adayin kosher, we still have the question, Uma ichpaslan, what does it bother us, imanu tzrichen lazeh lasek b'malacha umasumatin? If in order to accomplish what we need, we have to be involved in business and work. If you're telling me that that's also avodas Hashem, so what's wrong? What's the problem? Kavanosoi ki bevadai afal pi shehoasokom hem gam ken avodas afal pi kein bevadai hoavodas shel toiro tefilo dveikus haboyris baruch kama shielosid hu bevadai govoya beyoser. What he's telling us is that even though when people conduct business today in a proper manner, following the mitzvahs of the Torah, the laws of the Torah, and they give tzedakah from their earnings, even though that's also avodas Hashem, but still the avoda of a person learning Torah and davening and being oisek in dveikus to Hashem, that we're going to have in the future, that's definitely a much higher level than the avoda that we're doing today to keep the world going, the business and the work. Dahainu avoda shiyesh, and especially based on what we mentioned earlier, shehalametes malachos, the people going out to work and being involved in the 39 acts of work, there's major sakona involved, major danger and risk. Because the tumah of the original snake is attached there. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's when Hashem issued 39 klolos and said, with depression, with struggle, you're going to earn your livelihood. Alkein. Therefore, a person has to try to make an effort if they can, if they don't have to go to work, or if they don't have to work full time, if they can split their time, spend half the time learning and davening and half the time working, then person has to try to make every effort to be zeicher to the way Hashem's going to conduct the world in the future, sheyiskayim, where the world will operate purely with the chesed of Hashem. Klal Yisrael won't have to work. And then the 39 acts of work will be eliminated completely from Klal Yisrael, Kama Shekosov, as it says in Yeshaya Navi, Va'amdu Zorim, others will rise up and they will take care of your vineyards and your sheep, etc. Va'atem Koihane Hashem Tikoreu, and you will all be a nation of Koihanim. Va'oz Yizbatel Zuam Asanochosh Legamri, then the tumah that the snake brought into the world, those 39 klalos, will be eliminated completely. And this is why today we work and we struggle, and all the difficulties and challenges and obstacles that people have in the workplace in trying to earn a living, all of that is in order to be mevarer, to refine everything from those 39 acts of work, from those 39 curses. Shehi bechinas ha'hanhogo shel achshav. That's how Hashem is conducting the world today, that the majority of the world does have to work, even the majority of the Jewish world. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete this halacha. Halacha Gimel. Al pi ha'maimar v'yitin oiz lamalkoi b'likuti harishon v'simanayin ches ayin shom. This halacha will be based on chapter 78 in Likutey Moran. V'hayotzei nishom le'inyoneinu. To summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, that's related to our topic of Trumas and Maaseiros. Ki al yedei hadibur dikdusha b'Torah hakdoshah, al yedei zeh mekarein chamimus halev shelo yisroif esodom chas v'shom. By a person speaking words of Kiddusha, words of Torah, words of Tefillah, that helps to cool down the heat that's generated by the heart. The heart is pulsing the whole time, so that it shouldn't, chas v'shalom, burn up the person. Bibchinas mash'isa b'zoyar HaKadosh, as it says in the Tikkuni Zoyar, El mole kanfei reyo d'nashva liba, havaliba oikid kol gufa. Were it not for the lungs that are fanning the heart would burn up the whole body. Kanfei reya zebchinas haTorah. The lungs represent the Torah. The Gemara says in Chulin, Hei oini isla. There are five lobes, five branches to the lungs, the Zohar Kodesh says, corresponding to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Sheshom ruach Elokim merachefes lekareh chamimus halev delo yokid kol gufa chasshom. And it's there in the Torah HaKdosha that we have this Ruach Elokim, which hovers, as the pasuk says, al hamayim, on the water, and the Gemara says, ein mayim ela Torah, to cool down that passion, that fire in the heart, so that the heart shouldn't burn up the body. Bibchinas v'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei amoyim. Kireyo domayo. Because again, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the lungs are water. De'ihu oiraisa, which represents the Torah HaKdosha. The lungs lubricate and cool down the, like an air conditioner that works on moisture, on wetness and coolness. That's the Torah. Ki kishoish ha'Yisraeli boyer b'liboy la'Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there, when a Jew has a burning desire to serve Hashem, a very intense fire inside of them, that could burn up and destroy the whole body. Because that passion that a Yid has in his heart, that a Jewish neshama has for Hashem, that's infinite. So that it's possible that if a Yid really turns on that hislavus, that fire, it could destroy, it could burn up the person's body. Aval kishe, but when a person channels that fire into the letters of the Torah, ali deze mekarer liboy, ali, that helps cool down that fire in the heart through the words of Torah, which are like the lungs which fan the heart. V'chein chas v'shalom lehepach. And the same thing is true in the opposite extreme, chas v'shalom. Kishe boyer chas v'shalom el tayv hasoylem hazeh. When a person's heart is on fire for the materialistic desires of this world, chas v'shalom, hoyagam kein oikid kol gufa chas v'shalom, that could also burn up and destroy the person's body. Aval al yedei diburei ha-Torah kedoshah, mitzo mitavara saleh. However, if a person is zoche to be speaking words of Torah, that saves the person from any problems that could come from the fire of the heart. Ki ha-Torah hu bebechinas kanfei reya denashvi aliba, because the Zohar HaKadosh makes it perfectly clear that the Torah is like the lungs that fan the heart. Deloyoikid kol gufa chas shom, said the heat that's generated by the heart should not burn up the body. Hein al yidei ribui hislavos v'tavaras alev l'Hashem yisborach, chutz mi'ashir, whether it's from a passion that's inside the person has a burning desire to serve Hashem, to come close to Hashem, which is boundless, which is not within the proper parameters. Hein al yidei ribui hahislavos v'tavaras alev l'Hashem, or a person whose heart is on fire with the wrong type of desires, the materialistic desires of this world. Ki ha-Torah mishnehem, because the Torah hovers over and fans the heart and saves a person from both of these types of harmful passion when it's too much. We'll pause for a moment. A question regarding the previous halacha that we finished. Is there a way for Jews to work and have a job without it being contaminated by Zuhamas HaNochash? The answer is yes. If a person is working in a kosher environment, number one. Number two, if a person's conducting themselves the right way at work, following all the laws of the Torah, whether it's the laws of business, whether it's the laws of how people, men and women, relate to each other, all the different halachas of the Torah. A person is keeping Shabbos properly. A person is not forgetting to daven Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. All the different seem to it that the going to work doesn't contradict in any way the Torah, but rather, and the person's whole goal in going to work is to allow me to observe the Torah, to allow me to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah. A person going to work that way is protecting and trying whenever possible to study Torah, to be oisik in Torah and tefillah. That person is being protected from that zuhamas hanochash. And the Yisochar Zvulun, by people going to work, supporting people who don't have to go, who aren't going to work, who are able and qualified to spend full time studying Torah, teaching Torah, that kind of thing. Okay, back to the new halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. This was the summary of the chapter on Likutei Moharan. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'zeh bechinas truma u'maaser l'kohen v'levi. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moharan, we'll have a whole new insight regarding the truma that's given to the kohen and the maaser to the levi. Ki be'emes tzrichin li'zoher mizeh me'od mishnei minei taveras halev kanal. The truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, a person has to be very careful not to chas v'shalom be harmed by these two types of fire that we described before. Ki gam kishaboyer halev la'Hashem yisborach chutz mi'amida, gam zeh einoy toiv. Because also when a person's heart is burning with desire to serve Hashem, and it's not within healthy parameters, that's also not good. Because that could eventually cause the person to fall completely. There are many people, many Balei Tshuva, who didn't have proper guidance, or people, even non-Balei Tshuva, even FFBs from birth, who wanted to learn Torah very intense and went at it full and didn't sleep or didn't eat properly, didn't sleep properly, didn't cover the needs of their bodies, certain basic minimum needs of the body and the mind. Remember, Rabbeinu Zal told Rav Nosson Zal, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, loved learning Torah, tremendous Masnid. Rabbeinu Zal told him, make sure you take out time in the day to speak to people, lefakeach es hamoach, to clear your mind a little, to take a break. This concept of taking a break, a healthy break, a bitula shel Torah is shezui kiyuma. Al kein tzrichin tomid laharbois be'esek haTorah. Therefore, a person has to always be involved in studying Torah, ki haTorah hi bechinas amud adam tze'isa, because the Zohar HaKadosh describes the Torah as the middle pillar, the middle path. There's chesed on the right, there's gevurah on the left, there's tiferes in the middle. Tiferes, the Roshei Teivos of Tiferes is tough, tough. And the Mefarshim say Tov Tov is Talmud Torah. The Torah is referred to as Tiferes usually in the Sifrei Kabbalah, which is that middle of the road, Mishpat. Shematzeles mishtei hatavarei shel alev, which protects a person and saves the person from being harmed from both of these types of fire of the heart. Dehainu shematzeles mitavaras alev chas v'shalom. It saves the person from that burning desire and passion for the wrong types of desires. V'gam mekareres alev chutz me'amida, and it also cools down the heart to keep it to a healthy temperature so that it shouldn't be burning out of bounds for Hashem, but rather rak yelech b'hadrogo u'bemida k'seder, but rather the person will follow a proper, a healthy path of growth. Ki afal pi shebevadai roi sheyivar adam Hashem yisporach moed moed, because even though it's true, a Jew should have a burning desire to serve Hashem and to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, v'kachu teva kol hodom b'sharoshem, and that's the natural feeling of a Jew, a Jewish neshama, shemitzad hayikido shebelevavom. That as a result of that fire that's burning in the heart, kol echad boyer mo'od mo'od la'Hashem yisbarach b'li shi'a ve'erech, each Jew has the potential, and that their heart should be burning intensely, tremendously, intensely for Hashem without any boundaries. Aval afal pi kein tzrichen lizoher mo'od letzamtzem ha'hislavos v'taverazos. However, a Jew has to be very careful to limit and constrict that fire, to contain that fire, not to go out of the boundaries that each and every person needs in order to survive, in order to exist, in order to have a successful life. So that the heart shouldn't burn up and destroy the whole body from too much hislavos, ki Hashem yisborach roitze bekiyum, because Hashem wants this world to continue to exist, and He wants us to continue to exist in body and in soul. K'mayshoyimrim, as it says, as we say in the Musaf of Yom Kippur, v'yovisa sehila migushe yofar mikrutzei chomer. You, Hashem, want the praise that you receive from us earthlings, from us human beings down here on earth, who are made from dirt, from chomer, from physical matter. Al kein tzrichen letzamtzem ha'hislavus sheyia badrogo b'mita. Therefore, a Jew must control and constrict that fire, that passion, that it should be within healthy boundaries. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, that there are certain malachim and chayes that go up and come back down. That person shouldn't go out of bounds to a point of no return. Chas v'shalom. Ki rabim nichshelu al yedei zeh v'noflu legamri al yedei riboy hatavera chutz mi'amida. Because Rav Nosson Zal says there are many that have made this mistake, and as a result, they've fallen out of Yiddishkeit completely. You'd say, how is that possible? The guy has a. The answer is, it's possible, it's real, it's very real. Because of the fact that the person had too much fire, too much passion. Therefore, it's extremely important for a person to be learning the Torah. Because it's only through healthy limud Torah that a person will be able to cool down the heart from those intense fires, those two types of fire. Dahino mitavaras hatayvas chas v'shalom, umitavaras halev l'Hashem yisborach chutz mi'amida, v'lavuides Hashem yisborach b'hadrogo u'b'mida k'seder k'tzayin atoy. And to be able to serve Hashem in a healthy, measured way, and in a proper order, the way Hashem really wants us to. Any questions, please? Question in the chat. Rav Nosson Zal saying that a person should be forever involved in studying Torah. What he means is to try not to let a day go by without studying Torah. But what about people that we spoke about who study Torah without taking a break to eat or sleep, and nothing good came out of that? So studying Torah by itself doesn't bring a person to proper harmony. You're taking his words out of context. You're not understanding. He made it perfectly clear that when he's saying studying Torah, it's in order to get the boundaries, in order to know the boundaries. In the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch begins with waking up in the morning. How a Jew wakes up in the morning. So the Torah tells us that there's an allowance and a need for sleep, and what to do when you wake up from sleep. And the Torah tells us that after you finish davening, before you go to the Beis Medrash, eat Pashachris. And the Torah has all the laws of brachas on food. And it tells us when you're allowed to fast and when you're not allowed to fast. And it talks about going to sleep. Well, the Torah gives us the tzimtzumim. Each mitzvah is a tzimtzum. It's a vessel of Hashem's light with boundaries. And especially the words of the Chachamim, the mitzvah of Emunas Chachamim, the mitzvah of learning Torah from a rabbi and receiving Torah guidance from a rabbi, is loisosur yomin usmoil. Do not deviate to the right or to the left from what the rabbis will tell you. So again, the Torah is making it perfectly clear that you should know that you have three paths in front of you. Two of them could be dangerous. The right and the left, chesed and gvura, eish and mayim, either one of them can be destructive. They can be constructive or destructive. The Torah is that middle path. The Torah teaches a person how to have healthy chesed, not too much chesed, not misplaced chesed. There's a pasuk, v'chesed le'umim chatos, kindness, showing kindness to the other nations. Humanitarian aid to terrorists is a sin. It's a sinful thing. People are going to die from that chesed, Rahmona Lislan, as we see, Rahmona Lislan. So don't misinterpret a sentence. Don't read a sentence and just build a bridge on that sentence. There's a pasuk, v'higisa bo yoimam v'loila, be involved in the study of Torah day and night. Does that mean not to ever sleep? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It means make sure to be learning Torah during the daylight hours and during the night hours. And the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says it's very important to connect the two if possible, that when night is turning to day or when day is turning, to have Torah at that point as the bridge. The Alkein, and based on what we just said, Tzrichin leKadesh es Achilosoi Ma'oi. A Jew has to see to it to sanctify his eating in a very big way. And with this, we understand the fact that the Tur Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi that there are 10 levels of holiness in bread. The Kamavur B'Tur Or Chaim, as the Tur Shulchan Aruch brings this in chapter 167, Sheyesh Eser Mitzvos Bepas. There are 10 mitzvahs associated with bread. Ayin Shem, take a look over there. Ki halechem soyedes halev, because bread nourishes and satiates the heart. Ki pito sada deliba, as the Medrash says. V'al kein al yedei hu achilo nischazek halev. And therefore, one of the things that contributes to the health and success of the heart is eating. Hainu shemizgaber tevaras halev kanura b'chush. When that fire in the heart becomes strong, sheikar chizuk tavaras halev al yedei hu achilo. What strengthens that healthy fire is eating. Shemevi chamimus v'chizuk l'alev. That's what brings warmth and strength to the heart. V'alken kisheinu achila b'kedusha al pi haTorah. And therefore, when a person is not eating holy, a person is not eating based on the mitzvahs of the Torah, azay mizgaber chas v'shalom tavaras halev al yedei achila. Then that fire in the heart becomes strong through the eating, and the fire could go in either one of the two wrong directions that we mentioned earlier. Because sometimes the heart becomes very passionate in the wrong direction, passion for sin, as a result of eating, chas v'shalom, kama shekosov, as it says at the end of the Torah, vayishman yeshurun vayivot, the Jewish people became fat and they kicked the Torah, they rejected the Torah, chas v'shalom. V'lefomim yochol liver b'yoyser chutz me'amidei l'ashem yisborach al yidei achilo shtiyon. And sometimes a person's heart can go out of bounds in too much fire, too much passion for Hashem through eating and drinking. Shezeu b'chinas, as we find the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, vel atzilei b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yodoi, Hashem did not strike the holy people of Israel who were eating at the time of Matan Torah. And the Gemara says, Mechlal shahayiruim lishtalech behemiyan. By saying that Hashem didn't smack them, it implies that they were deserving of getting smacked. Kama shepirush Rashi shom, as Rashi points out there, ki vayechezu eso elokim vayoichlu vayishtu. It says they saw Hashem and they ate and drank. And Rashi points out, shehistaklu boy belev gas mitoich achilu shtia. They were looking at Hashem with a heart filled with arrogance, in a sense, from eating and drinking. And that caused them to have that passion in the heart go out of bounds. And they ended up looking out of bounds where they weren't permitted to look. Shezeu b'chinas pigam Nodav and Aviu. This is what the Medrash tells us was the pigam of Nodav and Aviu. B'chinas shtuye yayin nifnesu l'mikdash, that they went into the Beis Hamikdash after they had drunk wine. Shehapigam shalahem hoyo shenislavu chutz mi'ashir, and their pigam was too much hislavus. Kama shekosov, as it says, bikorvosam lefnei Hashem vayamusu. In their coming close to Hashem, they died. In trying to come too close to Hashem, they tried to offer the Ketores, which they weren't qualified to at the time. And so we see the destruction that can come from this. And again, the Torah shows us the connection to Achila and Shtia. Today is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We know that tonight we're going to have the opportunity to make Kiddush. We bring in the Shabbos with wine. Why? Because wine, the Gemara says, is called tiroish, tihi roish. If a person is drinking wine properly, bikdusha, the wine expands the person's consciousness. It allows the person to think bigger and better and think more about Hashem, perceive Hashem's greatness more and more. But if a person drinks too much wine, or chas v'shalom non-kosher wine, it has the exact opposite effect. The person's brain becomes clouded. They're not thinking straight. And chas v'shalom, it could lead to all kinds of mechshalim. And this is what the pasuk says: "Pen toichal v'savak." We have the Lechem Mishnah again, the bringing in the holiness of Shabbos to the family with wine and holy bread. V'zeh bechinas pen toichal v'savato v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem alikecha. The pasuk says you're going to eat and you're going to be satiated, and you're going to be your heart will become arrogant. And you're going to forget Hashem. Ize shenislavin uboyron Hashem isborach chutz mi'amida ze bechinas rum leiva v'gasus. Because when a person has too much hislavus and it's out of bounds, that's a form of arrogance. Shalidei ze yicholim lihikoshel legamri chasishon. That could cause a person to stumble terribly, and to become very distant from Hashem. Bechinas, as it says, v'ram, you'll become arrogant. V'shochachta, you're going to forget Hashem. V'roiv b'nei, and Rav Nosson Zal says most people mess up in this area. Ki be'emes al pi roiv ho'iker ma she'ein odem iskar v'lashem yisborach ve'ein ochtaze b'tshuva l'Hashem yisborach. Because the truth is, the main reason why people don't come close to Hashem and they're not tzarich to do a real tshuva, afal pi shehamaniyah machmas his gabros taiva saguf, although the obstacle, what's blocking them is the physical materialistic desires of the body, aval gam zeh hi menir gedoyla milizkar v'Hashem yisborach. However, this other thing is also a major obstacle and stumbling block that prevents people from succeeding and coming close to Hashem. Hainu ribui tavaras Hashem yisborach sheboyer chutz mi'amida. When a person has too much passion for ruchnius, ki bevadai im nitpois eiza adam shu bechlal Yisrael shloim nizra kaboy apikursus uminus. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, you can be sure if we would grab a Jew who has not fallen into any kind of apikursis, im nishal, if we will ask the person, would you like to do a real tshuva and really come close to Hashem? Bevatai, definitely, all decent, good Jews will answer, of course, I'd like to return to Hashem. Of course, I've been wanting this and yearning for this for years. I always wanted to be religious, or become religious, or become more religious, be a better Jew. And most definitely, if we would ask a person, are you willing to do something for Hashem in order to return to Hashem? Kigoin lilmoy daf gemara, oy liten pruta litzdoka, oy leilech litbol bemikva, ukiyotze bize, midvorim hamekachin es odom. Are you willing to learn a page of gemara? Are you willing to give something to tzedakah? Are you willing to go to the mikvah? And all of these things are things that purify a person, that make a person holy. Bevada yoshe pei molehein. Most decent, good Jews will say, yeah, why? Of course, why not? Ki bevada ani merutza lasa bekiflay menal. I would even be willing to do double that. I'd love to learn 2 pages. Ubilvad sheyoyeli. But on condition that it'll help me. Because I'm sure that it's not going to help me because of all the averus that I've done and all the things that I've done wrong in my life till now. And because of the fact that most people think, what's 1 page of Gemara going to do? What's giving tzedakah once going to do for it? It's not going to change my life. It's not going to make any big dramatic change. Because of that, people end up doing nothing. There are many people who made fun of Daf Yomi, 1 page. That's an insult, for a Talmud Chacham. And Daf Yomi, just saying the word. You don't even know what you're saying. Those people, many of those people who said that, are still up to having learned 2 pages of Gemara or 25 pages of Gemara, 200 pages of Gemara. Whereas the people who got onto the Daf Yomi program, many of them have finished Shas once, twice, three times. I'm not saying that that's what everybody has to be doing, but for many people, they need a healthy amount. They need a certain, which seems small at first, but it's the turtle that wins the race usually. The one that's steady and doing what seems like they're going at a slow pace, but steady, slow and steady. Nimtza, shemachmas ribui taveres. So Rav Nosson Soth says, based on what I'm explaining here, you see that it's because the person's passion for Hashem is so big. That based on how this person perceives Hashem as being so great, and how it's terrible that I've done averus and I've done wrong things, and the way I've been living till now, and therefore the person figures, in order for me to be a good Jew, I would have to go to the mikveh 1,000 times. I have to learn 100,000 pages of Gemara to clean myself up. And I would have to take myself out of this world completely. I'd have to do hundreds of fasts. And to throw away all of the materialistic desires of this world completely, I have to become a hermit. And to make myself kodesh with all the different types of kedusha, and to fast a lot, and to take on all kinds of physical tortures and pain in order to lessen the power of the body. And the person says, and even with all of that, it's probably still not enough. Based on all the averus that I've done, umachma, and because of the fact that the person realizes that they will not be able to do this program that they're thinking, they will not be able to take on all of these things. The person ends up not even doing what they can do. And there are some people that have fallen so far down, they've lost any self-confidence and self-respect and value valuing what they do to such an extent where they can't even open a Gemara to learn one page or a perek of Mishnayos. Because they know they heard in yeshiva, you're supposed to be learning 12 hours a day, 15 hours. And because of that, they end up doing nothing. This is a tremendous danger, especially of people who learn in yeshivas and they're learning full time. And then those people, some of them have to go out to work, they have to go out. And they haven't been prepared, they haven't been told that both Yisachar and Zvulun are both special people. Both of them can be Talmidei Chachamim. There were Zvuluns that were much more learned than some Yisachars. And going out to work doesn't mean losing your connection to Torah Chas V'Shalom. It means modifying it, different hours, different style, different. But still very connected. That, and sometimes 1 hour of learning of a working person could have the value of 12 hours or 1,200 hours of a person who's not working. And regarding this, Shlomo HaMelech has already warned us in a very serious way. Al tzedak harbei, v'al tirsha harbei. Don't be too religious and don't be too evil. Don't be too much of a tzaddik and don't be too much of a rasha. Because some people without the proper guidance, because he wants to be too much of a tzaddik, He ends up, and he can't do that. He ends up being a major Rosh HaChas. Because on one hand, it's true. It would be great if a Jew could be learning 26 hours a day, etc., etc., and to sanctify himself with all types of Kedusha, and to turn his face away from all Gashmias, all materialism, all the Yosef, and more and more. However, despite that, the Chimandala Yochel. Just because a person cannot do an entire mitzvah, they shouldn't do half a mitzvah? If just because a person cannot succeed 100% and earning the maximum of what a person can earn in this world, the person should not earn anything. And the person should end up losing what they lose, chas v'shalom, end up doing all kinds of terrible things. Because most definitely, whatever a person does, any act of holiness for the sake of Hashem, afilu nekuda ktana bi'alma, even something very small, no drop of good, no drop of mitzvah or Torah or Tehillim or anything like that will go lost. Afilu dibur echad b'Torah tefillah, even one word, one line of Torah or tefillah, oy pruta achas letzedakah, or one coin tzedakah, ukiyotze bazar, anything like this. Not only will this person end up not losing out, no matter who he is, no matter what other what problems the person has, even if a person chas violated the entire Torah many times, the Gemara says in Psachim that Hashem does not withhold the reward from any person. Hashem is accountable for every good deed that a person does. And anything that a person did for Hashem, whether it's a big thing or a little thing, will not go in the future. The person will see it, they'll see it's registered. Now Rav Nosson Zal answers an incredible question that many people would ask on this. Even though it says in certain Sforim that a person who's a Rasha, let's say we would say a person who's a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, though. Such a person, these Sforim write that when such a person does a mitzvah, his mitzvah goes to the Sitra Achra. His mitzvah energizes the Sitra Achra. Kfar yesh al zeh kama tirutzim. There are many answers to that. Ki im hayakein bepshitus, because if that were true, exactly the way it's being presented, kfar avda hatikva shel kol bali tshuva. Then you're erasing completely any hope for Baal Tshuva, for a person who lived their life, part of their life, eating non-kosher and being Mechal Shabbos and doing all kinds of sins. Because it's impossible for a person to do tshuva in a moment, in 1 second, suddenly become a tzaddik. And if this statement were true exactly the way it's being presented, how's the person going to start doing tshuva? Because when the person starts begins the tshuva process, they're not at tzaddik yet. They're not keeping Shabbos yet. They're not. And then how's the person going to be able to do tshuva if you're telling me that even the good deeds that he does at that time are going to the Sitra Achra? Ve'ein laharich bozeh. Rav Nosson says, therefore, I don't want to elaborate on this further. And in addition, if what it says there were true exactly the way it's being presented, then the advice that we would give for people who are not religious is that they should convert out of the religion, they should convert to a different religion. that they shouldn't do any mitzvahs because they're strengthening the sitra achra with their mitzvahs. Vim kein chasashon, yiyah ha-mumor choshuv yoser min harosha shu'adayim b'chal Yisrael. And that would mean that a person who converts out of the religion is better than a person who retains his status as a Jew, who doesn't convert out of the religion, but he's simply not observant. Ubevatai, and that's definitely not the case. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. Afilu Poishei Yisrael, even the worst sinners in Klal Yisrael, people who are committing sins spitefully, Kol Zman Sheshem Yisrael Nikrolov, so long as he's still called Jew, he hasn't given up that title. Kol Zman Shesh Boi Eizen Nekuda Toivadain, so long as he still has a little bit of good, Ve'enoi Poirek Oil Legamri, the person doesn't disconnect themselves completely from Yiddishkeit. And the person sometimes does a dover shebikdusha, a mitzvah, a prayer, anything. That mitzvah, that good deed that the person does is very precious to Hashem. Rav Nosson also says, I can't elaborate on this more to go completely off topic. Vaklal, therefore, to summarize, ki kol mi shaloitza lochus legamri, any yid, any Jew who wants to have pity on themselves and doesn't want to forfeit their olam haba and their olam ha completely, umizgagea, and the person is yearning to come close to Hashem. Even though the person isn't zeichet to really succeed completely the way they would like to, any good deed that the person will do, any davar shebikdusha, no matter what it is, and no matter how many other bad things the person is doing, that good deed will not go lost. Afilu im lo yizke le-tshuva, even if the person will not be zeichet to complete the tshuva process, al kol ponim adav shiyase lo yeneva klal chasashon, whatever good deed the person does will not go lost. Mikol shkein al pi haroiv, k'sheyi chosak b'daitoi, and how much more so, majority of people who do make a real sincere attempt to do tshuva, if the person will be determined and train themselves slowly to grow in Yiddishkeit, in soif kol soif yizke loshu b'tshuva shleima l'Hashem, eventually the person will be zeichet to do a complete tshuva. Ki ein shum yush ba'olam klal, because there is no such thing as lost completely. No return, no possibility to return, chas v'shalom. Ki mavur etzleinu kama pamim, as is explained in our sforim many times. We're not finished yet. The next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to add a lot to this still, to clarify this issue, to give us examples. And then he's going to come back to the eating issue and being Mekadesh HaRachila and the Truma, etc. Any questions?
Good morning, Rav Nosson. Question regarding what Rav Nosson Zal writes, that it's written in Sfarim, this concept of anyone who's a Rasha and he does mitzvahs, he's adding koach to the clippers. Where is this concept written?
In Sifrei Musar, it might be mentioned even in Reishis Chochma, in Sifrei Musar, in some Sifrei Kabbalah.
Right.
But Rosenthal says you have to understand how that applies, how that applies, and to whom that applies, and what kind of Rosh it applies. He's going to speak about Yerovam ben Nevat in the next paragraph. As he's going to show us what was Yerovam ben Nevat had a chance to do tshuva. He had a chance. Hashem put out his hand to be makariv him, and he made a mistake. He didn't know. He didn't know the Likutei Halachos. He didn't know what we're learning here.
Thank you, Mr.
I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfeld. I once mentioned this. During his time, there were these groups, Hare Krishna, other groups, these missionaries who were on the streets, main streets in Manhattan, trying to chop Jews and to convert them, to get them to convert out of religion. And there were people who asked Rav Rosenfeld, can I talk to, can I show him that he doesn't know what he's talking about? And Rav Rosenfeld said, no. Can I bring him? Can I try to get him to come to a shir? And Rav Rosenfeld said, leave it alone. So that was a certain red line, sort of. But again, you need a real Talmud Chacham and a real person who knows these Sforim to be able to make that judgment, at which point we reject someone, Chas v'Shalom. Question that we mentioned in the shir, in the previous shir, about a grumpy old person versus a calm, productive old person. It's not in Chayim Aran, it was in Likutei Moran. In Likutei Moran, chapter 5, in the second half of Likutei Moran, I'm sorry, chapter 4, Torah Dalet, towards the latter part of that Torah, Rabbeinu Zal gets into that discussion about the Zikne Hador that are not Moisiv Das and Kiddush every day. People that get old and retire, and they're not adding das to their life. They're not learning more. They're not adding more kedusha to their life. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. This Shabbos, we're going to lay in Parshas Parah, which is Parah Aduma, which purifies. This is an example of something that purifies a person who has the most severe type of tumah, tumas mes, which is called Avi Avos HaTumah, the most powerful form of impurity. There's a solution, there's a tikkun for it, the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And the Gemara tells us that today we don't have this. A person who learns about it and a person who says mentions these things in tefillah gets credit as if they would have brought this korban, that kind of thing. We should be zeicher to listen to the kriya of the Parah Aduma and listen to the Torah and study the Torah properly to be given a healthy, successful way of coming close to Hashem. Be zeicher to the Gula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu, Amen v'Amen.